Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Anthony Lee, here with my guy, Jeffrey Coates. Today, we have a very special guest on the podcast, someone that's been a homie of mine. I would call her my canna sister, honestly. I call her and just talk shit about people with her. You know, we have a great relationship. We have Christine Gomez from Bloom Reno. She's the general manager up there. Been holding it down for a long time. What is up, Christine? How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Vegas.
It's Vegas. It's hot.
How's the heat treating you? I see you're rocking that sweatshirt.
It's AC'd in here.
Okay. So it is kind of cold in here.
It's nice.
Rick keeps it nice and cold here at Rigel Studios.
Mm-hmm. The lights are hot.
Yeah, it keeps you warm. Yeah.
Sometimes the conversation gets hot.
Yeah, conversation. Yeah. This conversation might get hot. Depends on what happens. But Christine, let's just dive right into it. Before we'll talk about your past here in a second. Dispensaries allowed, lobbies open to the public. People can come in. Tell us about what happened. So Corona hits, you have to go to delivery, pick up, then you come back. And I know there was a lot of hoopla in the process.
There was a lot of hoopla. We ended up having to submit a whole set of SOPs to the state to basically show that we are going to be compliant with the regulations on safety and obviously precautions for COVID. We passed that, so it is an available option. However, we are seeing a dominated curbside pickup right now.
That's cool. And so, you know, I feel like a lot of people in the industry see your Facebook posts, and I think that's really, you know, it gives a lot of insight to what's happening in the dispensary scene, because you don't know what's actually going on, right? You don't know what the conversations are between the Department of Taxation and these dispensaries. You've made some, you know, like, it's kind of ridiculous that you had to reapply to open your lobby and then apply for delivery when you already had all these SOPs and processes in place. Can you walk us through, like, why they wanted to do that or give us your insight on that?
I wish I had probably more insight, but the initial application for both delivery and also for the lobby reopening, we got a denial on both rounds. For round one, we got a denial. On round two, we got a denial. Both happened to be focused around hand washing, which was kind of comical because after we got our approval on delivery, we already had showed that we were training our staff on how to properly wash their hands. And then to not copy paste that into my second set of SOPs, I got a second denial because I lacked stating that I was going to put soap in my break room and in my bathrooms, which we already have. We all know that.
Yeah.
So that wasn't in there. So we got a denial. So that was really frustrating, but you live and you learn. We didn't have a rubric to go from of what they were looking for initially until we got the denial back. So that was you going blind the first time.
Do you think that other dispensaries are able to handle that? I know that you're a very able person. You can make almost anything happen. But you think that's, you know, other dispensaries are being able to handle those type of regulations?
I mean, I think that any dispensary has the ability to do that. I just think it's the manpower within the walls. Honestly, there have been many nights that we don't sleep much or we stay up kind of digesting start to finish of where we lacked and where we needed to progress for the following day. But ultimately, it's just time and who's got the time to invest into that. And for us, it was a huge investment. It was patients being able to get their medicine. And that was our real focus.
Yeah. And speaking of patients, I think you were the first dispensary to lead the way on the no minimum here in the state for like certain distances or like a lower minimum. Can you talk about what you guys we did with that?
Yeah, so delivery is actually really expensive, especially for people who don't have fleet management. We're just going in blind overnight trying to figure out our ways. So it was really expensive. Obviously, that is why there is an order minimum, because we can't drive 50 miles for a $7 pre-roll. That aside, we kind of created a ring basis. The further it got away from Bloom, the more expensive it became. But it became evident that there's still a lot of people that, one, don't have income right now. They're still laid off. There's also dozens of medical patients that don't live, that they live within their means, and it's a fixed income, and that's what they've got. So having these extra high minimums wasn't practical for them to be able to come in and shop. So we did 20 miles within our store. There was no minimum. They just had to let us know in a kind of a different ordering way. But truly, like, it doesn't hit you until you get on the phone with that veteran who can't afford what you're telling them they have to buy. And then you're literally hanging up telling them that they can't get their medicine. Doesn't sit well. So it was a pretty quick turnaround for us. But overall, I mean, people have been pretty pleased with that.
And yeah, and I think you know, me and JC have, you know, really been touching on the whole patient side of this on the podcast. We've had the interim director of marketing from Blackbird on here as well, and he was talking about, you know, it really comes down to dispensaries to help with the minimums. It has nothing to do with the delivery companies. With that being said, you know, you had a lot of people that were really grateful, right? You know, that you guys did something like this, but at the same time, you had a lot of people that were being pretty disrespectful. You know. Also,
yeah.
I think I saw a post on Facebook as well of you showing some messages from someone texting you after you had, you know, give them your personal number to help them in their process, kind of almost berating you over trying to help them. You know, what's that like?
I mean, honestly, at this point, being in my position for a few years now, that it feels, I guess I'm just used to it. I know how to address it.
That's unfortunate.
But at the end of the day, they're afraid. That's kind of how I see it. These patients really are afraid. They don't have access to the thing that literally makes them feel good, or be able to sleep, or be able to eat, or feels like they're fighting their cancer. I mean, it could be a million different things. It could be not even a medical patient, just somebody who has anxiety, and that's how they cope. So I try to really focus that is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing them afraid. And honestly, if I didn't have my medicine, I'd be afraid too. So I try to take it with a grain of salt, but it is brutal. It wears on you. But then you do talk to those people that, you know, we would do deliveries and they would offer you a Klondike bar at the door. You know, let me give you a soda. Like, you know, we had people give us bottles of hand sanitizer. And those people are the ones that are obviously over the top grateful. But you know, they keep us going. We really see that they care and that we're appreciated. And you know, the few that aren't that way, hopefully we can, you know, change their mind. But at the end of the day, it's just the masses. We're not going to win them all.
Yeah, it's people business.
Right? It is people business. Yeah. Speaking of being people business, how's your staff holding up?
You know, they're doing all right. It was kind of, it's a little bit of a wild ride. I mean, got to recruit my husband, so that was.
Shouts out to Andre. He's in the studio with us today. Shouts out. And so is Chuck. What's up, Chuck? How we doing?
What up, Chuck?
But yeah, so it's been definitely a different dynamic for what I'm used to. On an executive level, we get to see the bigger pictures. We get to see the SOPs. We get to see the emails and kind of the way the business models are changing, and our staff don't see that. They see, hey, guess what? Today is completely different than yesterday. And let's be honest, most people don't do well with change. Mm-hmm. So to literally change their entire job and their bud tending in store, standing at a counter at a till in an air conditioned room all day. And then guess what? Today, your driver.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they get thrown to the wolves, or hey, today you're going to learn how to manifest because that's what it takes to get that order out. Or, I mean, every person basically cross-trained to at least two other departments that they overnight. I mean, it was pretty incredible. I mean, I got to give them props.
It's going to be like when bud tenders going forward, they're going to put on their resume that they worked during the COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
I worked for Christine during the COVID. Yeah. Like, oh, that's a plus.
Yeah, that gives you at least 2 years of experience. with that being said, though, did it become kind of the survival of the fittest with your staff being able to handle that type of change?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of stress as a company, as a manager. I had a lot of stress. Obviously, you try to carry that and not pass that down. But I mean, there were days that we got the approval and you'd hear the hoot and holler and everybody would, you know, hoorah. And there was no patience in our store, but we were stoked that we got that approval because we knew that that opened up a whole nother chapter of us being able to operate. So, I mean, we have progressed. And honestly, I really do believe it is survival of the fittest. How in the game are you? Are you going to be willing to stay up all night? Are you going to be able to work on all your days off? Are you going to be able to pull those extra long shifts? If the answer is no, your doors might be closed already. Mm-hmm. I mean, my team, I had plenty of people that were willing to put the blood, sweat, and tears into it. And honestly, I'm grateful because I'm just one person. I can't work all the time every day. So having them step in obviously kept us alive. So
yeah, definitely. And how the brands, like, right, obviously you still have to make orders. How are they, you know, kind of dealing with that? Are they giving you guys breaks, deals?
We're definitely seeing deals. I think that with a lot of dispensaries closing, it obviously, the pool of people shopping got smaller. So they were willing to wheel and deal, which for my store in particular, it matters that gets paid forward to the patrons. If I get a slamming deal, you're getting a slamming deal. I'm not trying to make more markup in a time where it is a crisis for everybody. It's a crisis for us as business level. It's a crisis for them as a patient. So paying it forward is huge for what I believe in, just as a human. But as a business, we really do pour back to the staff. We've been giving away all kinds of free stuff. We get free stuff, it's going to you as a penny. I mean, top to bottom, almost every day we're giving away something because we're getting it, and honestly, they should too. If they can't afford it now, then, you know, at least they can stretch their dollar at least.
Yeah, and you guys are doing some amazing deals over there. You guys are doing, so you did, what, yesterday you did, or a couple days ago you did some Qualcan ounces for $125.
So for a rec patient, it was $147 out the door for a full ounce, and they got to mix and match, and people love that because even if it wasn't their number one strain, they had the opportunity to have enough weed for the entire week, or maybe even longer than that, or, you know, enough to that they could share with their spouse. And it was definitely less of a financial burden. So kind of cuts them a break. Yeah. Lets them know that we're not forgetting about them.
And so going back to kind of your position is that you're general manager, but you kind of do a lot more than just general manage, right? You're now the buyer, you're the mom to some of these employees, you're a counselor to some of these the patients. What's your favorite part of your job, especially even throughout COVID?
I really enjoy the operation side of everything. I love to see the well-oiled machine running, even when it's not well-oiled, it's a little crickety. And but honestly, I love the operation side of it. I love to see that what the work that myself and my team is putting in is literally directing the health of somebody else. The fact that they can feel better, even just reaching out to Facebook blog pages that are, you know, people that live in certain communities and being able to be available to them and answer their questions about CDBs. That's my favorite. That I hear.
CBDs.
Tell me about the CDBs. And I'm like, CDBs. Well, there's only one and it's CBD. So we're gonna start from page one. But just providing that where they feel like they can connect, even in Facebook Messenger, or here's my cell phone number, call me when you can, I'll get back to you. Just being available and seeing these people find wellness is, I don't know, it's warms my heart. So
warms your heart.
No, I mean that has to be, because like every time I see your Facebook posts, it's almost like you're on the front lines, you're like in war, right? Especially during these times. I mean, like, what is that passion? Is that what it is, right? Of just seeing you being able to benefit patients, like what is the driving force behind, you know, the authority that you have and just the excitability,
your energy, honestly,
to solve all these crazy problems that you're faced with right now.
I at one point in my life was really sick, and cannabis was my healing medicine. That in a very small nutshell, I can dig deeper if you want, but that is literally my driving force. It made me better. It made me better as a human, but it made me better, like, physically better. So that in itself is kind of, I mean, I, like I say, when I think about not being able to have medicine, it's true to me. If I couldn't find my medicine, that would be a big deal. And I don't even have to smoke every single day, but when I need it, I need it. And I feel like that panic is real, whether it's COVID or not. I mean, that if you can't afford it, where do you go? If you don't have access to get there, where do you go? So, I mean, I think that COVID really showed all the gaps in the legal industry of where we're lacking as an industry. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's really just I've been in their shoes of being not well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, me and JC both use cannabis as medicine as well. So we can definitely feel that. Going back to the patients, not only are you the GM of Bloom, you're also the president of the Reno Normal Chapter. I was going to say the Reno Nevada Normal Chapter.
Yes.
Why, you know, you're already busy as hell. You're married, you have a kid, you have a store to worry about, and now, you know, you take on this other responsibility. Why do that?
Normal to me is a passion. I'm passionate about my job, but it is a career at the end of the day. It's still work. And normal, the effort and time that I put into normal is enjoyable, even when it is work. It's I'm surrounded by, the best way I can put it is I'm surrounded by the best of the best and the people that are like-minded in vision of what the culture should be. So for me, it's like being able to hang out with people that are like me in regards to mission. And that is enjoyable because not everybody that works in a dispensary or even my dispensary, that's not their career. That's not what they're passionate about. They enjoy their job, but that's not what they're passionate about. So it's nice to be able to sit with people that are, you know, we're on the same journey. So
okay. And party with people, because we throw banging parties up there.
We do. I'm looking forward to the next one.
we threw JC, you missed it, but you have to be up to it. But yeah. we threw a awesome first ever Reno normal fundraiser over at Hukava. Shout out to our guy B. Shouts out. It was his birthday yesterday, actually.
It was. Happy birthday, B.
He's a good guy. I've also mentioned your mom, your wife. How do you manage that with also being a general manager of this cannabis dispensary?
Sometimes poorly, in all honesty. I feel like I was born to be in business. I don't really feel like I was born to be a mom or born to be a wife, just in nature. Not to knock myself, that's just not what I ever saw. I am about to pass 12 years with Andre, so. Woo!
Shouts out.
It's a big one for us. It hasn't been easy. Obviously, we don't have time apart. We do pretty much everything together, because when we have free time, we're together, and when we work, we're together. And obviously, the business is really intense. What I share on Facebook is obviously very real, but there's also stuff that I won't share on Facebook, and that is even more real to me. We've had lots of tears and screams and laughter, and that in itself is it, obviously there's good and bad, and it weighs, you know, we have a like vision as well, so that's good. But you know, my kid is at home a lot by himself or with other adults or with grandmas and grandpas, and obviously I appreciate that they're willing to cover, but it's a lot. I mean, it's a big juggle, and sometimes areas lack, and sometimes the area lacking is work, and sometimes it's being a wife, and sometimes it's being a mom, and I don't know, it's all part of the journey. I mean, yeah. you got kids, you know, yeah. How it goes.
Well, and you know, that's something that I you know, commend both you guys for, right? I don't have a child or a wife or a husband to look after, so you know, I have no fucking clue, right? Because I'm a 24 year old kid, and I can do whatever the fuck I want whenever I want. but yeah, no, it's, you know, it's crazy to think about, right? You know, having, and you know, like the responsibility of having those responsibilities, not only that, but also being able to wade the waters of potential perceptions of other people, you know, people, you know, friends, parents at the schools, like, oh yeah, doesn't your mom, you know, sell weed for a living? Like, yeah, motherfucker, my mom does sell weed for a living.
my son's pretty overly cultured with what, actually, quick funny story. We just this year started our home grow. So we are learning as we go. We have no idea what we're doing, and we're just reading and trying and going for it. But my son, he came into our room, and we were watering with just regular water, and he was like, Dad, you're flushing already? And I was like, oh my God, get out.
He's gonna be like a master grower by the time he's 15.
But like, he doesn't understand that there's anything weird about it. He'll be like, can I wear this shirt to work or to school? And it's like, no, buddy, can't wear that one, like beanies or whatever. Yeah. He doesn't understand that there's anything to it, but that's just our parenting. There isn't anything to it. It's not anything weird if he goes to get a blood pressure medication, so why is it any weirder for me to get my blood pressure medication? So I don't know. I mean, in a nutshell, I mean, he really just is overly exposed, but I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. We kind of had this conversation last week, JC.
Yeah.
You know, I think Gabe is...
He'll be 10 in August.
10, and Foster is now...
13.
13, so they're pretty close in age, and, you know, that's when, you know, as a 13-year-old kid, I was back, that's when I started experimenting, right? You know,
I was smoking pot at 13.
Yeah, you know, you start, you know, I'm grabbing out maybe one of my cigarettes from my dad, cracking open a beer, someone older than me can get me some weed, I'm trying to smoke that.
I think what made it so fun, though, when you're 13 is it was like you're sneaking around, though.
Yeah.
And that's what we're taking away from our kids by overexposing them.
Taking the fun away, you fuckers.
Know? It's like, you know, he's around it all the time, he doesn't have to sneak it from dad or whatever, so, you know. It's kind of like the Italians, right? They have the lower alcoholism, supposedly, yeah. Right? Because they have the table wine on the table all the time.
You know,
it's not something that...
It's not a big deal.
Know, right.
It's not a big deal at all. You know, it's just... I've met both your guys' child, and, you know, I'm very impressed, because I was like, if I had a kid, they'd be fucked. He's screwed. But yeah.
I think we've all said that at one point,
true.
To be honest. Yeah. We all started there.
Yeah.
And
yesterday.
Sometimes I still say that.
Oh, shit. God damn it. But you've been a great partner with us, Christine. You know, we definitely want to, you know, say thank you on live Facebook Live. That, you know, as a thank you, you've been a great, you know, partner with Culture and Cannabis since day one. Essentially, you've been an awesome supporter. How's that brand doing in your store? What's that look like? The brand reputation going up there?
It's doing great. We went through a phase about 8 months before we brought you guys on, where we had no pre-rolls that were under a gram weight, which initially when we took away the half gram pre-rolls, that was like a crisis. Obviously we took away a $5 option, which for us was just, it's a lot of labor to process pre-rolls. And then obviously you buy a lot of units, so it's mm-hmm. a lot of space. It's a lot of logistics to a pre-roll product in general. That aside, we decided to bring your guys' back because it was a little bit of a cheaper option, but still had the quality. But in my current age and my current life mentality, I really try to support good people. And that's obviously why we've crossed paths, because I can sleep soundly knowing that I'm selling one, a product that's not going to make anybody sick. There was no funny business. And honestly, you guys are good people. So it's easy to source those type of brands when obviously you don't have to try to sneak around or try to figure out a way to do business. So, no, we're going to straight shoot, and then we're going to hopefully be able to get to a deal. And if not, then we can be respectful. And if yes, then we can be respectful. And that's not everywhere.
Of course. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, Culture and Cannabis is your number one brand in the store. So what's your second favorite brand at Bloom?
I am a flower person, and I have got to be a sucker for the Nature's Chemistry.
Shout out Nature's Chemistry. Yeah. Lots of good things about Nature's Chemistry in the market.
Yes.
I've heard from multiple buyers really good things about them. Why are they so good?
They've been honest with me since day one. Always available when, I mean, even actually on the way down here, I talked to him on the way. Andy is a great guy running a great show, but the flower quality is awesome. It's definitely top shelf bud. It's terpy, it's clean. It burns white ash. I mean, it's pretty much everything as a flower smoker that you're looking for, but it's tasty stuff.
Any other highlighted products that you think that people should know about that you're putting in Bloom Reno and Bloom DI?
Ooh, we just picked up the GG certified strains from Bond Road, and those have been a top seller. We have the GG 5 and 4 and 1 and Purple Glue and Glucci. We pretty much picked them all up because they test well. And again, kind of a mellow high, but really nice to be able to function, which is, you know, kind of key when you're a parent too.
Who is it over there that we were buying from? Possibly, who do you buy from? Is it John?
Jonathan? Yeah.
Jonathan.
Shout out to Jonathan. Me and JC got to go do a tour at that facility. And funny story about that, I was so mad because I couldn't fucking find the place. I'm driving around. JC's like, stop, I see you, stop. Yeah, really? I'm like flipping U-turns. She's like, no, you're good. We get in there finally, and we have to go check it out. But yeah, you know,
some grow facilities in Nevada, they're kind of hard to locate.
It's supposed to be hard to locate, but yeah, we had a great time over there. Shout out to John, shout out to Bond Road. So obviously I know you're a flower smoker, but you know, if there's concentrates or edibles, anything like that that you have a go-to for?
My edible right now is Happiest Hour.
Shouts out to Tiffany.
Tiffany has a product that is not like any on the market, and honestly I enjoy the full lineup. It really is obviously just like a cocktail. It's mood dependent. You either have the one that you go to, or you can sip around, and I enjoy them, and it's easy to just sip over a glass of ice just like the person would if they had a shot of whiskey. To be honest, that's how I drink it. One ice cube, whatever lemonade I want, or the lavender lemonade, and it's key. Concentrates, I don't play with too much. I do sample a lot of concentrates, but it basically takes me from 1 to 10, and every time it's a 10. So I it's very selective because I also have to function, and I'm at work a lot, so I wait till the end of the night. But I think probably my go-to is MPX.
Shout out.
They have good clean product, and it's consistent, and it's been consistent for years, so reliable in my opinion. So
and you guys are going to be doing a little promotion here with MPX.
We are tomorrow.
Pretty soon, which is tomorrow. You guys talk about that promotion.
We are going to do a sign up via email with MPX, and it puts you into a raffle, so you don't even have to make a purchase, which is pretty cool. And they are going to raffle off a mini nail, like a custom MPX one, and nice. They are going to give one away to the Bloom Desert Inn location, and they're going to give one away out of the Bloom Reno location. Nice.
How do you sign up?
We're going to put a link. We're going to send it out on a text blast. It'll be on our social media, and you just give them your email, essentially. Nice. They'll keep you looped in on promotions and get a chance to get an email.
Get an email. I know, JC. Right? JC,
I think I'm ready.
JC's been calling me about, like, hey, man, I think I'm ready to get into dabs now. What's that look like? Well, JC, that's an upgrade for sure, my man. You're going to need a blowtorch, and I don't know if you're ready for that.
JC is kind of scaring me.
Yeah, no, JC's outside ripping his broken bong still. Bong rips and barbells.
I have a Jerome Baker bong. On hold. It's being created. It should be done in a couple of days.
So. Being created? A little custom piece.
Yeah, a little custom piece. Yeah.
If you're JC Coates, you can get whatever the fuck you want. That's what I'm coming to find out as of late. If you want a custom piece from Jerome Baker, one of the best basketball in the world, call him. Just give him a call because JC knows him.
Send him a direct message.
We have some exciting news to announce, though. I think the three of us.
Yeah.
Some pretty big news. And I don't know who's going to be the one to announce it, but maybe it should be me. Or maybe it should be Christine.
Or maybe it should be JC.
Maybe it should be JC.
I mean, listen, we're all coming together. Let's do it. We're all coming together. And, it, you know, there is – first of all, I just want to say, like, I want to give you a compliment, right? Because, I've admired you and how you've handled, you know, everything and how you kind of shine and are a leader – in the community, right? And it's really refreshing. And
even when it's tough to be a leader, too.
You know, almost when it's the hardest to be a leader, to be honest, you know, is that that's when it comes out in you the most, right? And I think that's an incredible thing there. And so we're all coming together, and we're going to make a major impact for your store.
Yeah. We're going to be partnering Culture and Cannabis. Before we started Culture and Cannabis, we were a media agency. JC had a media agency. Yep. I was doing creative work. Chuck was doing creative work. And we were going to bring back that creative work, and we're going to be working with Bloom Reno and Bloom DI to help. Mm-hmm. We're going to be partnering with them to help blow those stores up with all their marketing. And we're really excited about it. It's going to be an awesome partnership. There's going to be lots of cool stuff to come with this. I'm looking to do lots of cool things. We're going to talk a lot tonight about some great ideas that I think we all have. And it's going to be a really special thing. And I'm really excited about it.
Yes.
And for me personally, I know JC and Christy know that this has been a long time in the making for Anthony Lee.
Yes.
I've been hitting that Bloom store since 2017 buying pre-rolls, hoping to God someone would give me a chance. And now I'm finally getting that chance. And so, you know, it's cool to see. And so for anyone out there that's, you know, working hard towards something, it might not happen the first year, it might not happen the second year, but it potentially could happen the third year.
It could.
Back to that follow-up.
Back to that, always.
The follow-up.
Follow the fuck up. Don't ever stop following up.
I would like to say, I mean, if you enjoy the content marketing that we've done with Culture and Cannabis, you know, the things that we create with the events and the video marketing, you know, we're going to see a lot of that with Bloom, and it's going to be a great time.
It's going to be interesting as fuck.
Yes.
And honestly, at the end of the day, we've had deals. We just don't have the manpower to tell the people about the deals. And that is frustrating, that there are deals that people will come for, and we don't have a way to get it to them. So honestly, we're excited because our brain can finally come to fruition with you guys. But I don't know, we're stoked.
Yeah, we're really excited. And fuck, I just had a thought in my head and I completely lost it. I mean, it was gonna be a good thought. I had something really good to say.
Is it gone forever?
What?
Is it gone forever?
It might be gone forever. I might come back here in a little
Listen,
bit.
Listen, Bloom Desert Inn.
Yeah, Bloom Desert Inn.
Bloom Reno. If you haven't been to these stores,
please go check it out.
Go check it out. Look it up right now. Listen, we're about to do some amazing things with those stores. Killer partnership. Amazing deals are going to come out there. It's going to be incredible. Bloom DI and Bloom Reno. Woo!
That's a big, pretty big announcement.
Yeah.
You got that on a camera, Chuck? Good. We got that on camera. Great. Well, Christine, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You're going to see a lot more of Christine here soon on the Culture in Canada, this media. You're going to see a lot more of us on the Bloom Media. And we're really excited about everything. Thank you so much for coming down. You know, you had to drive all the way down to Vegas to get on this podcast. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But JC.
What's up, my man?
We got some new products that came out.
We do have some new products.
Right? We got the Ready Rolls that came out.
Yeah, so it'll be official, right? Next week.
Yeah.
We're going to send our first order out to Curaleaf, Acres and Curaleaf. Yep. It's going to be an exclusive for the quarters, the quarter ready to roll. They're going to come in. We have a slew of summer genetics coming out.
Yep, lots of new genetics. JC one took a really nice photo with his new sunglasses.
Yeah.
A little action.
A little cultivation douche post.
Cultivation. I wasn't going to say that, people. I wasn't going to say that, but JC said it, so you know now it is what it is.
I walked the douche line perfectly.
It just depends on what bandana he's wearing that day.
The ready rolls are out.
And we got some. What are the four new strains? We got the LA Affy, the Las Vegas Kush.
LVK, the Las Vegas Kush. We have a Fire Chem is going to come back.
A new Fire Chem. And then I think we have a new strain of the 91 Chem, something that's a little bit better, a little bit more buddier. Yeah. A little bit, you know, just.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's getting better over there.
And that's what's so crazy to see about any cultivation, right? You know, you might get them the first time. Mm-hmm. And it might not be the best, but just give them a couple months, and they're going to work out those kinks.
Yeah, and you know, the desert, Nevada, it's a hard place environment to grow cannabis. And you could talk to any of these cultivators, right? And everyone is on the journey to get better, right? And Solaris is definitely right there. And the flower coming out, we have new terpenes that are showing up. Awesomine is coming out.
Can't wait not to eat anymore. Yeah, right. Lose a couple of LBs.
So yeah, it's good for the ladies. But yeah.
That's great. And we have some. We're working on some really secret stuff. Christine knows about it too. Shh, don't tell anybody yet, Christine. But we have some cool new products in some different categories that are going to be coming out. Some potential collabs with some other people. Some new exclusive that will be dropping exclusively at Bloom Reno and Bloom DI. So just be on the lookout for everything, because right now we're at the tipping point of, you know, of amazing things. So I hope everyone, you know, joins us on this ride.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up. I think
that's it.
Is that 45? Episode 45?
It's 505. It is episode 45. And that was the Culture and Cannabis podcast. I'm Anthony Lee. Oh, wait. Plug yourself. Sorry. Where can they find you? Where can they find Bloom Reno? Where can they find Bloom DI? If someone wants to call on you and complain, where can they do that?
So if they want to call me to complain, my number is 420 Bloom. So all joking aside, that really is my number. But personally, I'm on Instagram as Gomez Mama. You can find Bloom DI and Bloom Reno. We have two separate accounts for both Facebook and Instagram. But yeah, we're ready. Hit us up. We'll answer all the questions you got.
That's it. I don't know if this is episode 45 or not. I forgot to check right before, but we're gonna claim that it's 45.
Sometimes let's make up the numbers. Just let me roll with it, bro.
420. Let's send it. Thank you for watching episode 420 of the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. We really appreciate it. JC Coates, Anthony Lee. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.